On WRCO Radio, we're pleased to have a musician to join us, one of the traveling guys coming through the area, but Jacob Smalley is here. How are you doing these days?
Very good. How are you?
Doing awesome. Here. Thank you so much for making your way down here. It's old school to have somebody in the studio.
Right, right.
Plays a little music.
Yeah, so, that's fun.
Yeah, so where do you call home?
We're out of central Missouri, Lake of the Ozarks area, so yeah, I'm originally from the northern half of the state of Maine. So this coming up here and driving through your beautiful countryside is pretty cool. It reminds me of home.
It's very similar, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. So Maine by way of Missouri
Yeah, I married a girl from Jefferson City, Missouri. So yep. So we're out of the snow belt and living there now.
So is country music pretty popular in Maine?
It is not.
No.
I was one of the few singer-songwriters up there that does country music. So we kind of had a niche though, because we were kind of the only thing going on.
The only one. So where did you hear country? Did you have radio signals that focused in there?
I started actually in bluegrass music at a real young age. I was a 5-string banjo player for a lot of years and played in bluegrass, and we did some stuff with Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder and people like that. And it just, one thing led to another, and I ended up in country. I hooked up with the guys from Sawyer Brown. We played a couple of shows, and it just kind of snowballed from there. I started a band that we got fairly popular in the Northeast, and then, you know, once we relocated to Missouri, we've started a new band in Missouri. So
okay,
that's the band that is recording in Nashville and bringing us here today. So
you don't have your own theater in Branson yet or anything?
I do not. No, unfortunately, no.
Not yet, anyway.
Right.
So how does the writing process work for you then?
It's, sometimes I can write a song in 8 minutes. My current single, What Do You Say, that took me about 8 minutes to write. Then I have other songs off our latest EP that, you know, one of them took almost 4 years to write. You know, I'll start and I'll get stuck, and then, you know, I'll put it aside, and one thing leads to another down the road, and that final verse or chorus comes to you, you know.
So do you have a notebook that where you keep those lyrics?
No, I have in my phone, I have literally in my contacts me, so I can text myself whenever I'm, you know, writing stuff, driving down the road or whatever. Yeah. I build houses for a living, so you know, that's where a lot of my stuff comes to me. I'll be at work and I'm just quickly got to scratch it down on a board or something while I'm working. But yeah.
Is it like a phrase that comes to you? Something that somebody says that triggers it?
Yeah, a lot of times. Sometimes it's just something that happened in my life that, you know, I thought, you know, that's a good thing to write about. And you know, you go from there. But yeah.
What's it been like? Have you had a chance to hear yourself on the radio?
We did twice on the way up here, so that was pretty exciting. You know, I have two little girls that basically go everywhere with us, so they were in the back seat, you know, oh, daddy's song, you know. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, man. Did you pull over to the side of the road? And
no, I just turned it up real loud.
It up, yeah. I don't blame you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you have guitar in hand. Would you sing us a song today?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can do... I can do my current single for you if you want.
Yeah, sure.
It's called What Do You Say? It's just kind of a country love song about relationships and how they don't always go the way they should go. And, you know, don't just throw it away. You know, we can come back together and make things work out. So this is What Do You Say?
All right. Awesome.
Do you say, ain't it time that we get lost in each other's eyes? Hey, what do you say? Don't you think it's time we finally realize? That in this world there's no place I'd rather be. There's nothing I can do as long as you're with me. What do you say we just give in tonight? And lay skin on skin beneath a star-filled sky. Hold me close and let our love wash the hurt away. What do you say? Hey, what do you say? Ain't it time we leave who's right or wrong behind? Lay a blanket on the front yard, fall in love again, just watching fireflies. In this world, there's no place I'd rather be. You hold my heart, girl, for all eternity. What do you say we just give in tonight? And lay skin on skin beneath the star-filled sky. Wash the hurt away, what do you say? And yeah, what do you say? Hey, what do you say? Ain't it time that we get lost in each other's eyes?
Awesome. That is great.
Thank you.
Jacob Smalley on WRCO Radio. Inspiration for that song? You said, what, 8 minutes it took?
Yeah, I was just kind of sitting there having a cup of coffee, thinking about probably we had, my wife and I had had a disagreement that night or something. And
No. That never happens.
Isn't that right?
that's great. So do you sometimes, I mean, obviously it's you imagine situations sometimes too, sure. That when you're not in there, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I like I said, I have two little girls, 1-4 and 1 that will be 2 next week. So they're young, but I've written a song off my latest EP called Being a Dad, and that song just kind of walks through what I know of being a dad as a fairly new parent, you know, all the way up through giving her away, you know, at her wedding. So, you know, part of that I know firsthand. Part of it, I imagine what that's going to be like to create that song. So, yeah.
And unfortunately, the years go by so fast.
That's right.
It won't be that long, I'm sorry to say.
Right.
But, yeah. You got to savor each day, that's for sure.
That's right.
Who do people say that you sound like? Have you had any input?
You know, when I first started, people used to say that I sounded like Randy Travis. I don't know that that is, I've never really picked that up at all, but I don't know.
Maybe a little bit. Now, I'm old enough where I was kind of thinking more about some of the singer-songwriters of the 70s and 80s, you know, like your James Taylors and Gordon Lightfoots and
sure.
People
well,
like
I
that.
Sure. Well, I mean, honestly, I learned to play guitar playing John Denver's music. So, you know, there could be some of that going on in there.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
My wife's favorite singer. So,
oh, is that right?
When I'm in trouble, I got to throw an old John Denver.
I still love John Denver's stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's interesting because his guitar work was maybe a little bit underrated because he was pretty expressive with his guitar.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Very, you know, real folky style, but yes, he was an amazing guitar player.
Yeah. I think about the intro to Rocky Mountain High, and that seems quite difficult to play on a guitar.
Yeah, so. And he used to do so much of it on a 12 string, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Not easy to do.
Right.
That's for sure. Do you set goals for yourself?
Yeah. We have, so I released my Sleepy Little Town EP in December of last year. I'm going to Nashville the 29th. I'm going to cut another single that week, and then I have a goal for the end of this year to cut a full album with the band in Tennessee, so hopefully we can make that, you know, come to fruition, but We'll see.
Do you release physical copies of your songs? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. So you do CDs?
Oh, yeah.
Have you got to vinyl yet or not?
No, if we get this full album done, we'll put that on vinyl for sure, but yeah.
Yeah, because there's a whole another collector market out there.
And it's coming back. It's so strange. You know, we went from records to tapes to CDs, and now we're going back to records. You know,
going back in time.
Yeah,
keep those CDs. They might come back someday.
That's right.
Oh man. So you mentioned that you build houses.
Yep.
Do you worry about like I better not smash my thumb? I got to play tonight.
So funny you would mention that because I have cut off two of my fingers on my left hand in a router accident.
Oh, man.
I first went to Nashville when I was 17 and cut a full album. And I came home and went back to work in my father's woodworking shop and caught my hand in a router and cut off my first two fingers on my left hand. They got them back on. This one's still, you know, too short. But I have no feeling in them, so it makes, you know, playing an instrument really difficult. You can't tell how hard you're fretting a string and stuff like that. So
you basically had to kind of learn to play again, didn't you?
I stopped for almost 14 years. I stopped playing, and I tried to learn left-handed. I tried to learn a different instrument, and I just gave up. And you know, a good friend of mine back in Maine, he was a piano player, just a real character of a guy. His name was Bart Stover. And he would he'd perform on stage in a long coat with tails and a top hat on and everything. He was just a hoot to watch. It's like watching the Mavericks piano player, you know. But he finally convinced me to get back into music and start, you know, just going out and singing. And as I did that, I started getting back into in playing guitar and stuff. So it's still a struggle, but you know,
I couldn't tell.
We make do with what you got, I guess.
You do. Do you play out much then?
We do. Shows? Yeah, the band, we play quite a bit. This year we've taken off a little bit just to work on recordings and writing and stuff for next year. We'll probably tour quite a bit. But we did play a couple big shows. We'll be with Tracy Lawrence and Josh Turner down towards Branson at the end of the month. And May, I got to play with Gary Allen. That was an amazing time. Gary Allen was the first concert I ever attended. And, you know, getting to be on that stage with him was an amazing experience. So,
well, you're living the dream there a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had a flashback to the Travis Tritt song about I Want to Be Somebody.
Right.
There's the guy in the front
row. Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You can kind of relate to that firsthand, can't you?
100%.
Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome.
And Travis Tritt, I would say, it probably is the top for me. That I absolutely love that man's music. Everything about what he's put out over the years is just, it's amazing stuff.
You bet. Especially a lot of that 90s stuff with really good stories.
Yes.
And whatnot.
That country was a whole different animal then.
Sure. You but know? 90s country has kind of been filtering back a little
it
bit,
is.
Hasn't
yep.
it?
Yep. Some of the, I mean, Lainey Wilson stuff, so that's all kind of 90s sounding, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Yeah. And what about yourself? You kind of have that feel?
I definitely have that 90s feel because, I mean, I grew up with that stuff. That's the sound I like, you know, the style I like, so.
Would you play another one for us?
Sure.
As long as you still have the guitar handy there.
So this is a song I wrote about my daughter. It's called Being a Dad, and anybody that is a dad can probably relate to this song.
What's your daughter's name?
Mary Grace.
Mary Grace, all right. Awesome.
I remember the look in her eyes and those helpless little cries. I remember the long and sleepless nights, thinking there's no end in sight. I remember the first step she took and how hopeful she looked. I remember thinking, well, I guess my life is over. But being a dad ain't all that bad. It's just giving up the life you had. It's giving your all for someone else and having no time left for yourself. It's heaven and hell in so many ways. It still being broke on the day you get paid. But man, it's a life that I wouldn't trade for nothing. 'Cause being a dad, man, it's really something. Just a few years on down the road, bills piling up like winter snow. Cars broken down, the rent is late. Sunday's her birthday, she'll be 8. Then it's learning to drive in high school proms. She's growing up, it won't be long. She's aching to chase her dreams, and mine have all but vanished. Being a dad ain't all that bad. It's just giving up the life you had. It's giving your all to someone else and having no time left for yourself. It's heaven and hell in so many ways. It's still being broke on the day you get paid. But man, it's a life that I wouldn't trade for nothing. Being a dad, man, it's really something, yeah. Looking back on the years gone by, holding her hand, walking down the aisle, I see my little girl, where has she gone? Turns her head and smiles at me, says I'm still right here, Dad, can't you see? I'm still your little girl, just now I'm grown. And then she takes his hand and I'm left all alone. Yeah, being a dad ain't all that bad, it's just giving up life you had. It's giving your all to someone else and being left there all by yourself. It's heaven and hell in so many ways. It's still being broke when you give her away. But man, it's a life that I wouldn't trade for nothing. 'Cause being a dad, it's really something.
Jacob Smalley, man alive.
Thank you.
If I was singing this song, I'd be bawling. Being a dad. How do you, don't you get emotional sometimes?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I was going to say.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the one that you talked about your daughter growing up. And
I mean, I know the first half of the story.
Yeah.
I have to imagine the second half of the story to write that song. But, yeah.
Ah, that's awesome. So you said you've had a chance to open up and do some work with some other artists and entertainers. Have they been encouraging to you then?
Oh, very much, yeah. Yeah, Sawyer Brown was an absolute blast to hang out with those guys. You know, I have always, again, 90s country, grew up listening to those guys. And Mark Miller still at, I think he's got to be close to 70. The energy that man has on stage is just unbelievable.
Yeah, isn't it crazy?
Yeah, he makes me look like I'm sleeping sometimes.
Runs around so much and still he's able to sing.
Oh, you know,
he still has his wind.
Yeah, so no, it's amazing.
That is impressive.
Talent.
Absolutely. So you're on the current radio tour. Where are you headed to next then?
We'll be heading from here. We're going to be heading back towards Missouri, and then we'll cut across to Nashville. We'll be around Nashville, Kentucky area for 3 days. And then we head south to South Carolina, Georgia, and Alabama. So,
well, you're going to cut the swath there. You're going to have a lot of miles.
Yeah, a lot of miles. It's fun to do, though.
Do you have certain days that you sit down and say, okay, I'm going to write today?
Normally that's not, I cannot do that. It's got to just be, a lot of my songs are just things that just fall out of the air while I'm working or while I'm, you know, drinking a cup of coffee or playing with the girls or what have you, you know. I find it very difficult to sit down and come up with an inspiration. Whereas, you know, you've got guys like, oh, I don't know, like Ronnie Bowman, for instance, who writes for Brooks and Dunn and Chris Stapleton and these people. And, you know, that man writes 400 or 500 songs a week. You know, that's literally just sit down with a pad and a pen and just go to town. I can't write that way.
Yeah, everybody's different, that's for sure. But I think it's true, like if you're out, for instance, if you're mowing your yard or whatever, right? Sometimes when your mind is just idle, I think maybe it's easier to come up with some things like
absolutely.
That. So if people are hearing this and they're interested in your music, how's the best way to contact you or find out more about you?
Yeah, you can get on the website, jacobsmalleymusic.com, or any social media platforms is Jacob Smalley and Morgan County Line.
Okay, that's the name of the band then. Okay, cool. Yep. And maybe we can get you back up this way and play a little show once in a while.
Oh, yeah, we would love it.
That'd be awesome. So, good deal. Anything else you'd like to sing for us today, or you got any other songs that you can do for us?
Yeah, I could do you one more if you want.
All right.
Song I wrote probably 4 or 5 years ago now. This is on my latest EP. This is called Never Again. It's just a song about, I guess it would come off as a breakup song, if you will, but it's just a song about, you know, trusting somebody, finding out, you know, years down the road that you really didn't know that person at all. So it's called Never Again. It goes like this.
I trusted you, I thought you'd never do me wrong. But you broke my heart, took my soul, my life is nearly gone. The pain you caused will never heal, your mask's been stripped away. Now I'm the wiser to your games, and all that I can say is never again will my love for you blind me to the truth. Never again will I be the one that stands it all to lose. You've lost the grip you had on me, the truth wins in the end. Never again. I trusted you, but your truths, they were all lies. Things that I believed were just smoke screens, and now I realize that what you said was love was only selfish lies to make me stay. Though broken, I'm a better man, and all that I can say is never again will my love for you blind me to the truth. Never again will I be the one that stands it all to lose. You've lost the grip you had on me, the truth wins in the end. Never again. Never again.
That is a powerful song, too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. And you got a great voice, too.
Thank you very much.
We enjoyed it. Safe travels to you, my friend.
Thank you very much for having me in.
Really nice to meet you.
You as well.
Jacob Smalley joining us on this portion of our morning show from WRCO.